PFT Media.
Get horny for it.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Crushing down on me, cause I'm on display, so on display, on display,
each and every day, every day, every day,
everybody's waiting for me to fall. Melissa, just join our team, who cares?
Yeah, just come on, girl. Are we recording?
No. I had questions for you guys and was wondering why y'all are so mean to me.
What?
Oh, that was funny. I was kind of being mean to you to kind of...
Wait, Leon, are we recording?
We've been recording.
God.
Oh, okay, good.
Get off my f***ing back.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
I'm Leon. I'm the best house husband on the show.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Did you make that up right now?
He just said.
But, okay, you guys, I have to, let's be very honest.
Yeah?
No, I don't like your haircut.
I have not gotten my hair cut. I watched this Salt Lake episode four times. And I I don't get it.
I
called Scarlett this morning and I was like, I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
I was like, girl, I can't tell you. I don't even know what's happening right now. Leon, why are you playing the song?
What song?
We're talking about Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
He's playing on his phone, and he's not paying attention. He's, you know, Leon.
Not even a football game.
Thank you for bringing that up. You.
I can't.
What do y'all want me to do?
All I know is Heather's face at the very beginning of this episode is basically life. Like, it sets the tone for this entire episode, because it was all like, what the actual fuck is happening right now? I have never seen so much chaos. Like, Meredith, are you going to stay or are you going to go? You can't do both.
You're chaos. She left like five or six. I don't know. Like, I was trying to count. I was like, let me.
And then, of course, there's Mary following her each time. I'm like, you guys must be getting your steps in. Like, are you trying to hit a goal? Is there a pedometer that we can't see? Are you just trying? Are you waiting for your notification on your phone saying you hit your step goal? Is that what you're trying to do here? What's going on?
Well, and furthermore, they're going to be stuck there for a while because I don't know which
that was,
I don't know which one
sorry,
of us
that,
said that. Yeah. It might have been Leon. I don't know. But about, like, it's a week-long trip. Like, they're there. Like, they are stuck.
Jen said it very well that night.
This is only
day one.
It's a three-day trip.
No, it's a five-day trip.
No. One day for traveling.
Right.
They're there for 3 days and then one day for traveling.
Well, so it's still 5 days.
I mean, but
you're
so
still together for 5 days.
It's not a week, but it's a long weekend.
Yeah, but you're still together for five full fucking days.
No, because Mary and Meredith didn't ride the bus.
It's okay.
Well, but also, why is the bus the thing? Like, what's going on in the bus that we're like,
I know. This is like a big deal. Like, this bus thing is a very big deal. Kevin is a very big deal. I don't understand.
I mean, he's feeding stuff to the feds. For Meredith.
You, he's talking into his pen, his little pen recorder. But when Meredith was talking to Jen, she's like, you said some nasty things. I was laughing. I'm like, why are you talking to her like she's a child right now? You
and
said
she
some
calls,
nasty
also,
things.
Okay. Like, because we're gonna hop all over, I think,
know.
Right now. But
yeah.
Like, but when she's on the phone, mm-hmm. I would assume she's on the phone with her husband.
But no, no.
It's Brooks.
It's fashion designer extraordinaire, Brooks Marks.
Who we love. We love.
Who we fucking adore.
I want the tracksuit, but just her being like, well, mentally. Yeah.
Mary's wearing one.
Yeah,
fucking Mary gets to wear a tracksuit. Oh my God, how funny. Oops, Whitney, she spilled the fucking piping hot tea about how guilty Meredith looked by not being on either one of the trips. I was like, oh, I really don't believe this had to be said. Like, I love you, Whitney, but you just spilled the entire teapot, girl.
Well, you notice when Whitney gets a little bit drunk, she is in everybody's face,
heart.
And she just wants everybody to air their laundry and be
she's
friends.
She's so sweet. She's Allison. Okay, I've said this over and over. Allison and I are Whitney and Heather. Allison is Whitney, and I'm Heather.
Yeah, and definitely bad weather, without a doubt, the two of you.
Rude.
Yeah, totally rude. Okay. Oh my God. But oh my God, this was out of control. I'm like, Lisa's a victim. Meredith is a victim. Jen is a victim. Who else can we have here?
I would like to think that I'm a Lisa. I love.
No. You're too good of a person. I'm sorry. Lisa's a fucking monster. I'm here for it.
So Lisa and Meredith are absolutely gaslighting everybody in this group.
Mm. We'll get to that.
They're cool with it.
And then, at one point, I believe it was Lisa's like, well, at least Mary had my back. And I'm like, the last person I want having my back is Mary Cosby. Like, ever.
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 Oh, yeah, ever. Mary had my back. Well, that's like saying Jenny had my back. No, yeah. Thank you.
No, it's a hard pass on that. Yeah.
Which also, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Jenny.
Come on.
So we're going to Jenny.
No, I don't want to talk about this.
Jenny.
Okay, yes.
I'm going on the record.
And saying you don't want to talk about it, too bad.
But
go ahead.
I will.
Don't interrupt
Jenny's
Allison.
A terrible human being. Go ahead.
Okay, stop. Go ahead, Allison.
Well, she is terrible. Yeah. But I'm saying we were correct last week in discussing that what she says is not okay. It's not all right. She is pro-violence, pro-racism,
allegedly. She said it
with her saying that she broke her husband's ribs.
Yes. We'll talk about that. But she's blaming all of this on her quote social media team, which is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
That all seems to be coming out as social media teams lately, but
that's like the new thing. Like, as someone who is a part of a social media team, that's bullshit. You don't do that.
Okay, Kelly Dodd.
Thank you. Right. Like, who is your social media team? Dodd. Is it Kelly Dodd? Is it maybe Ramona Singer? I'm not sure. Which one is it?
Yes. And maybe people will be mad, Scarlett, at us for discussing.
They usually are.
I will say openly, Leon did not want to discuss
this. He doesn't.
And that's okay. But I would feel ill if I didn't.
We have to at least mention the fact she was fired. And I also made a comment this morning to Leon that Bravo also needs to look at their staff as to who does the deciding for these shows, because they need to be fired as well. Because clearly all this happened pre her being on the show. She even said it. And nobody looked into anything at all. Period.
Yeah, like, are they, like, do you track people? Like, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I haven't been on Facebook in years, but like.
It's too much.
But even when I was on Facebook, I didn't do that. I didn't see those things.
It's too much.
She said really bad things.
She really did. I'm shocked. I am heartbroken. Carlin, I'm sorry, Carlin, that this has happened. I still think Carlin should have her own show. I think she is a gift and she is gold. That's all I know.
Carlin the witch?
So
I bet you Dewey's like, oh, thank God, the heat's off me now. Am I right? Yeah, who's the asshole now?
A sister wife. Yeah.
So I have a question for you, and maybe I posed this question kind of sort of to Scarlett earlier, then I stopped. So she admitted on television during this episode that she has had anger management issues.
Correct.
She has been to anger management classes to rein that in, to adjust that. Are we able to, as a society or as people, should we look back and go, these were things that were said when you were in a different point in your life, you've gone and you've tried, you've gotten counseling, you've done things, you're attempting to try and be a better person. Are we allowed to forgive and move forward, or do we just say,
well,
you said it, you're a piece of shit, no longer want you to be
around? Would be different if she had never done anything ever, but apparently this is a pattern.
Yes. Not, and furthermore, well, sorry, go ahead.
Well, she knows it's wrong. She knew it was wrong when she did it.
Yeah, she knows it's wrong, but also the fact that she is still denying it. She is saying that didn't happen. She's saying, oh, that wasn't me. That was, I got hacked. And she didn't get hacked.
No.
She did that.
She's not sorry that it happened. She's sorry that she got called out.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Scarlett.
You're welcome.
Like, that's what it is. Like, she got...
This has nothing to do with the fact that we disagree politically with Jenny or anything. This has to do with the fact that she said what she said and she did what she did.
Oh, politically. If you're talking about fucking politics,
we disagree with just about 90% of the housewives and everything else. So
that has nothing to do with that. But I do have another question.
It's not political to say, hey, racism is bad.
Right.
Violence is bad.
Right.
Like, don't murder people. That's not, I'm not going out on a ledge there.
Yeah, not, no, not, no, you're not. Crazy. But I do have another question. What the fuck did Jen throw at Lisa? Was that like a blue first aid kit or some shit?
It looked like a tissue box.
It looked like a hard cased like first aid kit or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
what was that?
To go back to the show, like.
I should have rewatched it and slow-mo'd it to see what it was. It was something significant, though, because it went pretty far.
They were just throwing things and yelling the whole time. Like, I couldn't follow it up. So
and then
just throwing and yelling. I can't.
And you have just Whitney and Heather at the end of the table, just still there, just hanging out. Just the two of them, the last two standing. Like, yeah.
You want some food? Like, they just staring plates.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be us. Like,
it's exactly right. We just be like, we just be down there eating like our food, being like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah.
You want some pork chops? Everyone's fighting.
Like, are you going to finish your steak? I'm going to finish your steak.
So y'all understand what the post they're talking about is why she got fired, right? Do y'all know which post?
I do know, yes.
What they were for?
Well, there were multiple ones.
There were several, yes.
So I'm going to tell you what she actually said in this page 6 interview. For me,
it's, I thought we were done. Okay, go ahead.
Jenny said that she did blame it on her staff and doing all that. She goes, but ultimately it's on my account. I take full responsibility for what was posted. And come to find out, she basically was mocking the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
After George Floyd was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So,
essentially praised people that killed people driving like an SUV.
It's too much.
She's
a monster. She's a fucking monster. But you know what?
Okay.
I'm gonna go on. Now listen. Okay. Here we go. I believe that Meredith truly didn't have anything to do with Jen getting arrested. She said.
Absolutely not. Right? Come on.
But I will say that she is gaslighting the absolute fuck out of Jen Shah. Leon, what's the definition of gaslighting?
Oh, yeah. Okay, first of all, it's not just one person's
this
gaslighting.
This is like a continual cycle.
So here's what I've kind of figured out with gaslighting.
It's like a human centipede of gaslighting.
And I will pull the definition up here and tell you, because it's a whole, it's not just one of them.
All of them are ass-to-mouth gaslighting.
So gaslighting is a colloquialism.
A colloquialism.
Colloquialism, that's what I said. Loosely defined as making someone question their own reality. The term may also be used to describe a person who presents a false narrative to another group or person, which leads them to doubt their perceptions.
Ooh, that was a hard one.
I like that whistle. Perceptions, and become misled, disoriented, or distressed. Ooh. Okay, so very clearly, everything that Lisa says out of her fucking mouth presents a false narrative to the group or person, which is everybody in that group.
Including us watching.
Right, which leads them to doubt their perceptions and become misled, which is all of those ladies in the group.
Yeah.
Disoriented or distressed, which is all of those ladies in the group. Which Lisa does it to the group. Meredith is doing it to Jen Shah without a doubt.
Lisa's doing it to Meredith. Meredith's doing it to Jen. Jen's doing it to everybody.
Right, and then Mary does it to everyone as well.
Yeah.
So those three or four ladies make you question what the fuck is going on. How do they?
They done it to us. Look at us.
Then they
I don't know. I tried to take notes. I couldn't take notes. I was like, what's going on? Like,
they literally go from wanting to cut each other. To going to rock climbing where they could kill each other.
We'll get to that. Because the next morning was fucking bananas. Like, Meredith was just screaming.
I'm
screaming. Just yelling.
I couldn't believe. I'm like, what is happening?
And I'm not going to. Okay, I'm going to defend Meredith in this moment for that screaming effect. Because Lisa, she specifically said, Lisa, you came to my room telling me all these ladies said that my father's memorial was completely fake. And then Lisa is going, well, that's not exactly what I said. I said they think, I'm like, holy shit, Lisa, you did. After everything blew up, you went into Meredith's room to look like you were the good friend and not this evil person.
Yeah.
And lied about everybody.
Yeah, she was gaslighting Meredith for her to be her friend.
Right, gaslighting Meredith.
Us against them.
Straight up gaslighting. Yeah. And even everybody there in the house was like, what the fuck is happening? Because that was bananas to me.
It was.
And and being accused of that and saying that your father's and you're going to formulate how you say it. If I called Allison right now and not on the show or anything else, and I said, oh my gosh, Scarlett was just telling me all of these terrible things about you.
Yeah.
If you have time to just process it and think about it, you might call her and be mad at her for a minute. Because if personal like that, it's
well, you would
very
have
personal.
No reason to believe that you're being lied to.
Screaming, screaming.
It was a like, lot. Yelling.
That's like, because yeah. she hadn't taken her bipolar medication either. I definitely,
don't think she's bipolar.
From a psychological standpoint, just watching her and seeing her with the tics and the movements and some of the body language that she
and
does.
The way she talks yeah. like that.
There is something that is. Neurologically or mental health wise, not anything that is debilitating and she can't function as a human being or needs to be watched, but there is something there with some bipolar or some paranoid schizophrenia or something. And, and you know, I think if there is, I think Bravo needs to man up, approach it so that a discussion can happen.
Well, that would require Meredith to acknowledge that there is, and I don't think she is aware of that.
Yeah, there's something. It just in my opinion, and that's perfect. That's my opinion. It doesn't mean it's true or it's anybody else's opinion, but that's what it looks like.
All I know is Whitney and Heather and Jen under the covers eating with a giant pitcher of water,
sugar daddies
with candy, like hiding was making me. I was laughing. I was giggling. It was so funny.
That's me. I love sugar babies too. Like I don't
never
like sweets,
had one.
But I love that.
What candy. Are they?
Caramel, chocolate, sugar stuff, deliciousness.
Really?
It's just, yeah.
I'm not a caramel fan.
You will rot your teeth.
Caramel.
Did you
I like
say,
caramellos.
I'm sorry. You're not a what fan?
Caramel? Caramel? How do you say it?
You
caramel?
Went, you went,
caramel?
You went
caramel?
Caramel?
You're saying it weird.
Caramel?
Are we going to get more hate mail?
I don't know, but it's, are you hearing this, Allison? She's saying it
okay,
very
I'm
going to
say it. Caramel.
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 All right. How is it said? Can you Google how to pronounce that and say have the Google lady tell us? Is it caramel?
Isn't it caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
It's like, is it Carvel or Carvel?
No, it's caramel.
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 Wait, caramel? Okay. Now I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
I haven't understood what you've been saying the whole time.
I don't know what's what. At all anymore. Caramel.
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 Caramel?
Like caris. Oh, Jesus. Caramel. Say it, play it again.
Caramel.
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 So it's not caramel.
Caramel.
It's caramel.
Caramel.
Okay,
caramel.
So. Caramel.
If y'all could stop talking, they could hear it.
They can't hear it.
Caramel. Everyone can hear it.
I quit. I can't.
They can't hear it. Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. Any. So what are they?
Sweet, caramel? Delicious candies.
Caramels. Okay.
Oh yeah, they're yummy. They give you a cavity immediately. Like.
Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that at all.
Sugar baby, and you will have a cavity right away. Like it's. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I know we have to take a break, but before we take a break, I want to discuss. Okay, so Jen goes into
sugar babies are bite-sized, pan-coated, chewy milk caramel sweets, which are relatively soft to chew. They are a Jamaican confection originally developed in 1935 by the James Q. Welch
caramel.
Company. Sugar babies were named after a song called "Let Me Be Your Sugar Baby." The company was purchased by Nabisco in 1963.
Erica Jane's a sugar baby, isn't she?
Jeez.
Oh my God.
The Welch family of products changed hands a few more times, going from Nabisco to Warner Lambert in 1988, then to the Tootsie Company in 1993. In 2021, packages of Sugar Babies, Name Charms LLC of Covington, Tennessee, as manufacturer. Welch produced them along with the rest of the Sugar family, Sugar Daddy, and Sugar Mama.
Okay, so Meredith is on the phone with her consigliere, Brooks, telling him openly about what a nightmare things are. And then Jen comes in.
She goes, mentally I'm not well, but I'm going to get by.
I'm going to deal with that. And then Jen wants to come in, right? So Jen's like, first of all, if I was Jen, I would have waited and stood outside and listened a little bit more. But then Jen walks in and Meredith's like, I have to go now. John apparently wants to speak to me. I was like,
I was gonna say,
girl, you blew it. You could have had a lot of listening going on right there.
But the one thing I noticed is, isn't it weird that like Meredith, like she just leaves her door open?
She did on purpose, of course.
If I was upset, I would
close the door. Yes.
Yeah. Like I just, so that's weird, right? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Throughout the episode, it's just an open door. And I'm
right.
Like, well, then she wants someone to hear her or walk in or do whatever, whatever Meredith does.
And they're all down there making breakfast and Mary brings up the breakfast, but then Mary like refuses to leave.
She won't leave. She's like, hey, I brought you an omelet.
They're like, we're not
and
hungry.
Just stands.
Okay. Can you give me and Meredith a little bit of time to finish our conversation? Sure. And she just and Whitney, fucking stands there and starts eating.
Whitney, aka me, is like, I got the huevos rancheros.
Oh, no, my God. That was the next day. That was the day when they were hungover. But Mary, like, takes a couple bites of the eggs, which she brought for somebody else, by the way. Was she planning to eat it the whole time? Anyway, then she turns around and you think she's leaving. She takes one step and stops. I'm like, what is happening? Now, a normal person would say yes and then fucking leave. What is going on right now? I can't figure this out.
I can't do it. Like this episode, I can't do it.
I can't process any of this. Like,
I'm trying to understand.
This is an alternate like universe. This is an alternate reality in which everything that doesn't make sense is the only thing that makes sense. And we can't figure this shit out.
Yeah, this was the weirdest housewife show I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, and y'all have had me watch some crazy shit. But the range of, like, I want to take this to a psychology conference because the...
And have them break it down, right.
The level of fucking off the charts mood swings. And from, like, literally from moment to moment. Like... They went from that dinner the night before, and then Meredith
it continues
yelling
on.
And screaming.
Oh God! Jen said. Yeah. Remember when Jen said when they were hiding in the bed? She's like, Meredith likes me again, or maybe I just dreamt that.
Yeah.
It's true. It was like, did I dream this?
Defend Jen Shaw with Meredith just a little bit, it's like how. I'm pretty sure we saw an episode where Jen Shaw opened up before she was arrested to Brooks and to her apologizing
she did.
For what she said and did. She owned the fact. She even said, granted, she used that excuse, it was my team, but she apologized because she knows better and yada, yada, yada. And then it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her doing anything.
I really think this boils down to the fact that Lisa and... Well, Jen had an affair with the man that Lisa was having an affair with.
I can't wait. Next episode, are you?
Yeah.
I really think that's what it boils down to. But I'm sure we'll find out. But listen, we've got so much more to talk about. We got
to
get a quick break in.
We have to go to break, but we're going to talk about that next.
Yeah, like, and we're gonna dive in because there's a lot that happens between. Okay, so we still have to discuss going downstairs before they get ready to go on their excursion and all. Oh, we got so much to talk about. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yes. Clip of the week this week the interchange with.
Oh, yeah. Heather. She's like, I was told I had to come on this trip to keep all you bitches happy.
I came on this trip. Oh, yeah. Your husband sent me on this trip to make sure you bitches have a happy time.
Have fun. Yeah.
Have fun. So.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week. Yeah. Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh. The clip of the week. Yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah. Play
okay.
It.
Clip of the week.
I think we should drop it.
Can we just go to Slot Canyon and be one with Mother Earth?
Change.
Let's go.
Yes.
Your husband sent me out here to make sure that you bitches have fun. So let's go do this.
I know exactly what I'm giving these men for Father's Day. And it's going to be something equally as horrific as what they've gifted us.
We all have to show up and kind of just be vulnerable with each other and just enjoy what we're doing here. And no more lines in the sand.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com. It's like the storm that produces the rainbow that leads to the pot of gold. You know what I mean? You got to get through the storm.
We have
first.
Rainbow.
Yeah,
I have a rainbow.
Rainbow
is my beautiful puppy.
So, oh, we're back.
We are back.
Oh, my God. I accidentally, okay. I don't know if it was me or her. Oh, anyway, Rainbow and I collided not too long ago. And her ear, it hit her, my leg hit her ear. And she screamed bloody murder. I felt so bad.
Well, when did she stop worrying about anything? She screamed bloody murder for what reason?
Because it hurt, I guess.
No, to get me to rush over to see her and kiss on her take care of her. True. And then she was fine.
Yeah.
And just so our listeners know, like, Rainbow's, she can't see.
She can't, right? No. And she has chronic ear infections. She's a mess, but she's our mess.
No, but we love her. Like that's our
she's the greatest.
We love
she's
Rainbow.
The greatest dog okay, in so, the world. Took so, her to a new bath place. It was so great.
So let's talk about what you talked about when we went to break.
Shit, we talked about a lot.
Yeah, we did talk about
a lot. The show being crazy and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, yeah. I'm so glad we didn't have OC because I don't think I could have handled that and this at the same time. And you said you'd rather have just had OC. But like I said, we have to deal with this bananas. This craziness, the stormy shit to get to that gold at the end. We had to go through this to have the storm produce the rainbow to get to the pot of gold at the end because we all know it's coming and it's going to be fantastic. Because
yeah, I mean, I'll handle it.
They're recording the next season right now and they're going to be recording Jen's trial because it happens while they're filming in March.
That's my question is it happens in March, they'll be done recording by then, right?
No. They just started recording.
Yeah, they're trying to pull a Judy Che on us.
Yeah, they're going to go all the way through to probably September or October.
That's a lot.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this episode, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do.
I just kept saying out loud, Jersey's coming up soon. Jersey's back. Jersey's back.
I know.
Jersey's back.
I feel like just so our listeners know, like Scarlett says to me every night, like, Jersey's gonna come back.
Like, just hold on, baby. Just
like,
hold
that's
on.
What I fall asleep to is just you saying,
Jersey's on its way back.
Jersey's coming back. It's gonna be okay.
I'm like, it's
calm
okay,
down.
Baby. Jersey's back.
All right.
Wake up in the morning, think of so many things. Oh. I just want Jersey to come back.
A little G and Judy J.
I know. Gia's gonna be in the cast. I'm so excited.
So listen,
oh my
I want to.
God, is she for real?
Yes, she's not gonna be. She's not gonna be holding anything. She's just gonna be friend of. But I can't wait.
I would like to. For those of
I just can't wait for this season. What?
For those of us that do watch RuPaul's Drag Race,
oh,
this season,
I love it. It's so good this season.
I absolutely. And I think it's very important to know. Congratulations to Maddie Morphosis.
Yes, Maddie Morphosis.
And now, listen, if you don't know who that is, this is the first cisgendered drag queen.
Yeah.
I love that.
He
first
is
male
amazing,
cisgendered heterosexual
drag queen. And I think he needs to be supported and celebrated.
100%.
I've seen some stuff where he's received some backlash, and if you've given him backlash for
fuck
it,
you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Celebrate the fact that this, and for those of you that don't know what cisgender means, that means he identifies as a man, and he's a straight man. That does drag queen, that is drag.
Does drag.
Does drag.
Yeah.
And congratulations to him, mm-hmm. And we'll be watching.
Absolutely.
And one more.
And I hope he makes it to the finals because we're going to the RuPaul's Drag Race Work the World Tour in August.
That's right.
But you guys are doing that?
Yes, yeah. We got tickets.
I bought tickets on my birthday as a birthday present to me.
Yep.
We were watching Drag Race, and it came on. I said, I'm buying tickets right now for my birthday. And Scarlett goes.
And he did.
Really? I'm like.
That's. So
yeah,
bad.
And not only did I buy tickets, but I bought good seats.
Yeah, and it's like on a Wednesday night, and I don't ever do anything during the school week. So
you guys know that I worked with him, right?
Yes, of course.
We know that you were on his show, and I don't have those sound effects loaded anymore, but if you would like me to, I will go back and get them.
That's not necessary.
It's okay. The guy that lost to me has since blocked me on everything, but I
jealous.
Won. I'm better than you, I'm smarter than you, and I won.
That's right. But you couldn't keep the rubber chicken, which was a bunch of horse shit.
And one more, and then we'll get back to what we actually do. Congratulations, Amy Schneider, Jeopardy Amy.
Oh, yay!
We love you. We
love
are
you
fans
so
of you. Congratulations.
Sorry to see her run end.
Wait, what's going on Jeopardy?
She her reign has ended. She did 40 straight games.
She is the second all-time... contestant, longest running contestant.
Winningest, yes, correct. She,
oh my God.
So
okay.
Smart.
Unpopular opinion, I like Jeopardy James.
Oh, no, I love Jeopardy James, yeah. But Amy's, she's just so fantastic.
Went
she
farther.
She, well, I mean, yeah, but she was the first trans woman to be a Jeopardy champion, and she's beautiful and smart and fantastic. It blows my mind how smart she is, and I cannot wait for the Tournament of Champions. I just can't wait. It's going to be so good. To see her
over,
against Matt Imodio, please.
Yeah, $1.4 million she won.
Mm-hmm. Well, 40 sheesh. Straight games.
Okay, then that's okay.
Yeah, not bad, right? So we're transitioning to everybody goes down. Well, okay. Before everyone makes it downstairs, Mary makes it a point to tell Jenny that she's nobody and that nobody cares about her. And okay, I kind of agree with you, Mary. Anyway,
kind of
so,
live, laugh, love, Mary. Like,
kind of, yeah. Vacation like, Mary is a little like, wait, Zion Mary is better than Vale Mary, which is weird.
Yeah,
but I mean, anyway, I'm not hating it.
Nothing to do with it. She hates it, but she loves it. Like,
yes. And so they're all in the kitchen talking, and Lisa tells Meredith, and I think this was down in the kitchen because it was before they got ready to leave. Like, she's like, you're right. Every time we're together, you're taking out on me all the things you're mad at. Lisa's right. But I have to also say, Lisa, that you're not a victim. You guys are gaslighting each other so hard that you can't even keep up with who's hurting who. It's that bananas.
Well, and Lisa is constantly putting out the image that she's done no wrong.
Oh, this is when they were screaming at each other.
Right.
Because Heather and Jen Shaw had to run away with their coffee cups when they heard them coming down. She's like, run.
Right. But that's Whitney. When they were coming down.
No, it was Jen Shaw and Heather.
Was it Jen Shaw? Yeah. I thought it was Whitney and
Heather. No, it was Jen and Heather.
But you know, I want to have a conversation with them and go, you have to realize that
I'm gonna eat one of these.
You guys are mad at each other over the same things that other people are doing. But you're perpetuating it. You're the ones that are bringing it up. Lisa, you were the one that they seem to have, Jen and Meredith talked and seemed to have quelled that issue the night before, and everybody went to bed on a peaceful note, and Lisa did the same thing she did with Mary and Vale, went in the room and talked shit. And it's like, you go in there and talk shit.
I'm nodding my head because I'm not allowed to eat on the microphone.
You say it like it's a bad thing that you shouldn't chew Rice Krispies on the microphone.
It's my show. It's our show. We can do what the fuck we want.
I'm gonna go ahead and timestamp that because oh boy, it's my show. I do what the fuck I want.
I said
I'm keeping that one for
all
a while.
Of us.
Yeah, but you didn't start out with it.
Oh, here we go.
I got you. I got you. We got her, Allison.
I heard that eye roll, Allison. Thank you.
I got lost because I'm like everyone's fighting everyone.
I know.
And I'm like. What is going on? Like,
and at some point, I don't know why, but I wrote Mary is a trash monster.
Well, because she's the one when they were talking that morning, with Jenny started talking and
no,
she goes,
right.
I can't deal with her.
Oh, that's right. That's when she said that no one cares about you.
Yeah, I don't care about
Jenny,
you.
No offense. We don't care about you. I can't do the Jenny thing.
Dewey, I
anymore.
Think you should get that sister wife.
But, it also, hey, I broke my husband's ribs. That's,
can we just say
story.
That's fucking
bizarre.
That's
how bizarre.
Literal abuse. That's bad. That you can't break someone's ribs.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Like, So if you're capable of throwing something so hard at someone that it breaks their ribs, that's difficult to do. And you are capable of throwing something that hard at someone in anger to break their ribs. You are 100% capable of saying these horrible things that you say you didn't say online. Sorry, oh, that was not on their sorry. Fake said Facebook? What I said.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe. Okay. Well, first of all, you can't. Maybe it's a kink thing.
What do you mean?
Maybe they like it rough. And
no,
she gets
I think she's
up.
A fucking nah. horrendous person.
Maybe she's all like Dewey. Get over here.
Oh my God. So
did you download that noise just to
yeah.
You did that.
He did that.
Just to that one joke and I'll never use it again.
Mm-hmm. Great.
But like, no, there's no like that was like she told it as like a funny story and I was like, this isn't
yeah, she said it that's so casually.
I went to anger management. I was there for a year. Let me tell you a story. I was so angry throwing stuff at my husband. I had to stop throwing stuff because I broke his ribs.
It was so casual. Like, I'm like.
She was like cute about it. She was like.
What the fuck?
That scares me.
That's a crime. You should have went to jail.
I mean, then on the flip side. If, you know,
I have. It's horrible.
Dewey and his sister wife thing. I'm not saying he might not have deserved to have a rib broken here or there, but you know.
But still, my God.
I wouldn't go on television and share it like it's a cute
no!
story.
No! No!
Well, maybe her television got hacked the way that her
got hacked. That's fucking hilarious. And another hilarious thing is they all go and meet out in the desert and they're getting in these quads or whatever or these cars. And Heather yells, I don't want to die a virgin.
Heather is so fun.
I know.
I'll help her. I can help her with that.
I know that. And then they're showing everyone's point of view where they're all bouncing around. Mary is not wearing a seatbelt. I'm like, what? Is Jesus your seatbelt? What the fuck? You're the only one not wearing a seatbelt. You're not wearing it.
She'll send you.
Jesus is her seatbelt.
The joke was Jesus is her co-pilot.
Well, that's what you said. I said, yeah. No, Jesus is her seatbelt.
Well,
Jesus.
What is that, like, that one, like, that whatever song? Like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, really. Yeah, right.
Carrie Underwood, I believe.
Is that who? Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Heather was like, I just want to let you know I lied about my weight and all the intake forms.
It's not going to be a problem.
It's not going to be a problem.
I was like, I feel you, girl.
Oh,
I
feel, God.
I feel
she's
every part of that.
She is beautiful.
She's
everything.
Y'all
be nice to my Queen Heather.
I think they all look like they were having a really great time.
I was going to say that too. Is it look like in that moment?
Yeah.
They all just kind of let their bullshit go
yep.
and were just had fucking fun.
And I loved Heather's nipples, Mary. I don't know what you're talking about, but I loved
them.
I
did too. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. I did too. Is that weird?
I know we're all like, more nipples. Yes,
but
please.
Give me more. Like, they were like, hey, I hate her nipples. And I was like,
I love those nipples.
I was like, give me more of
give
that.
Give me more of that. Yes. Oh my God. We're almost done with the whole episode. So I think, what were they doing? Was this afterwards or was it while they were there where Lisa this is when they were like, okay, listen, everyone dress to impress, we're gonna act like we're going to the club tonight, right?
Club Zion.
No, but then they like partied in the basement.
Yeah, but listen,
I
okay
hated that.
No, I thought it was so cute.
Well, they created a nightclub downstairs.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Jenny's like, no, I made reservations and we got back too late, so they just sent the food. I was like, why are you being like that?
Yeah, that was kind of a shitty thing to say. Instead of, hey, we got some food.
And the food looked fantastic, and not one of them ate anything. I was very, very surprised.
They did. You just don't. I don't think they filmed them actually eating it, but you can watch
those
plates.
Those plates look pretty fucking full, if you ask me.
Well, but they did do some drinking.
Allison is the queen of noticing these things. Can I get your opinion on this, Allison?
What, the food? No, no one had food, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't like this weird fake.
Really?
Like,
I thought it was fun. Everyone looked so nice and they were sitting at the table talking about how much fun they had. And then Lisa had to bring that shit up about that morning again. I'm like, why?
Well, you know that I love Lisa. I love Lisa so much.
Yeah, right.
But I really do. But like, I can't, like, there was no good food and I can't.
Now you're such a mess.
I love you so much. I want to support this nightclub thing, but I can't support it.
I understand. I understand.
I can't.
I get it. But you know what I can't support? Watching Mary apologize is like watching a car accident. You know something bad is eventually gonna happen.
I mean, at least she apologized. That was shocking
enough. She's setting her up for something. I just know it.
I mean, but like I said, at least there was an apology.
Yeah. I mean, I will say the whole night was a nice attempt to salvage this disaster trip. And the next morning, they showed the devastation from, like, getting in the pool and the fucking phones are outside. Fucking hair extensions are on the unicorn and there's fucking shit everywhere. I was like, oh, they partied their asses off.
Oh, they had fun.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. They had a fucking blast, which was really nice to see. And it's like, when she's like, well, this is how we are. We have such a good time, but yeah, we fight. But listen, I can't live my life that way. If I am fighting with my friends 90% of the time we're together, that's not friendship. That's not friendship. I don't get it. Like, they had so much fun. But I guarantee you, in 3 hours, they're going to be at each other's throats again. Again, it's crazy. And
well, of course they will be. And then, something else to do.
And my last thing I have written down is, yes, Lisa, I would like some Kit Kats for breakfast. I appreciate you. That's
love
it.
Love that. I truly
that's
love
all
that.
I got.
So good. I love that. No, it's good. It's
this episode was absolutely bananas. Like,
bizarre.
Banerners.
I couldn't get it still to stay. I'm like, yeah. I don't understand anything that happened, whatever, deal with it.
I agree. I mean, this is probably our shortest episode ever because we can't, there's not much to say except for what, huh?
Yeah, like we can't understand it.
What
like,
did we just see?
I don't get what happened. I don't know.
I was like, what is going on here? But yeah, that was this week. And listen, I mean, I think it goes sideways next week again, and I can't wait to see what happens. I'm a little thrown off by this week, but I'm not mad at it. I will say,
well, you know, OC got
bumped
because of
VPR, yeah.
Which I watch and you don't watch.
No, I can't fucking take it. I can't take it, girl. It's too much.
But I'm just saying, I watched it, and that gave me.
I'm sure.
A rush. Like, I've never felt
my I'm life. Sure. Like, I'm sure. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Sex in the City. Have you watched it? Have you?
I have not yet. I have not. Oof. I know. I've had all week. I know. I've just been busy not watching it. I'm so sorry.
The newest episode. I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
Miranda's husband, Steve.
Yeah.
Can get Miranda. He can get.
Really? I have to watch this show.
Miranda.
I am obsessed with Jonathan Van Ness's new show. I think it's called Curious or something like that. It's fucking fantastic. It's so good. It's so cute. I love it so much.
Wait, what show?
It's on Netflix. Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye.
Like JVN.
JVN.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's got a new show. And it's absolutely fantastic. So good.
It's pretty cute. I'll watch it.
You should. Yeah. You're going to love it. You'll smile the whole time.
No, I will, because I love him. Javion is like my...
I love him so hard.
I'm like, I love him.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can find us on all your favorite...
Really? We're done already?
Yeah, that's it.
This is weird because the show was weird, right?
Yeah, it was just... It was kind of... Yeah.
So what
we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
If you guys want to watch Vanderpump Rules...
No, it's a hard pass.
Gross. No.
That's a hard pass, baby girl. That's a hard pass.
I'll pass, but thanks for asking.
You can favor us.
I'm just saying, though, because you're like, oh, it's so soon, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's fine.
No, I mean,
we have a snowstorm coming. We've got a lot to get done.
James and Raquel broke up. It's a whole thing.
She gave the ring back and everything. We got a snowstorm coming, so we got to get ready for it. You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com. And on there, you can find links to Witty Bitch Allison's other podcasts. You can find links to all of our sponsors. You can find links to buy our merchandise and to join our Patreon. And if you want, we're on all social media, and you can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045.
Well, you said all that stuff so fast.
Sorry.
That's all
right. No, you said it at the perfect.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget, Allison.
Well, if you find yourself newly single, you gotta get your meat somewhere, so have your steak.
I hate her.
I just haven't played that one in forever.
Leon, where can they email us?
I don't have any idea. Allison, where can they email us?
You can email us at Allison with two L's, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, or Leon, whatever, and Scarlett with one T at RHORpodcast.com.
Oh, God, you crack me up, girl. I love you so much. All right, let's get out of here. We got a snowstorm to get ready for. We have so much going on. I love you so very much. And we will talk.
I can't believe I'm going to go tan while you guys.
I know. You're such a bitch. She's like, I hate to break this to you, but it's really nice here. I'm like, fuck you.
What's the temperature like there in Southern California?
Literally like 80 degrees.
Oh, it's so great.
I love it.
You for bringing that up. First, you.
All right, bye. I love you guys.
I love you, bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex.
Go, Kooky Girls.
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the f*** up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.